Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thank you, and welcome to a less than spring-like Monday, and a start of a less than spring-like week. Weather in just a moment, but first it is Monday, May 2, 2022, and I'd like to thank or acknowledge, whichever one works, all those on social media to take a moment to wish me a happy birthday. This was on Sunday, and I've tried to respond individually, and suffice it to say that whomever I missed, I really truly appreciate your good wishes. But in the end, it really wasn't a huge effort on my part, nothing to really be congratulated for. I just got a year older, and it didn't require all that much work. Well, it was almost 70 degrees on Sunday, but no such luck today. Mostly cloudy, showers and a high near 56. The winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, and they're from the south. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers tonight, low of 46. Winds south-southwest 5 to 10, chance of rain at 30%. Ultraviolet index 3, humidity 51%. Over the weekend, Mayor Sarno attended the 102nd birthday celebration for Elijah Washington Sr. Mr. Washington, a Springfield resident, is a proud U.S. Army veteran and deacon at Mount Calvary Baptist Church. Mayor Sarno presented Mr. Washington with a proclamation recognizing him and wishing him a happy birthday and continued good health. We echo that here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprud joined with the Springfield Police Department, Mason Square, C3, for their 6th annual Community Award Ceremony at the Raymond A. Jordan Senior Center. This was over Saturday, the 30th of April, at 3 p.m. United States Attorney of Massachusetts Rachel Rollins was scheduled at that time to be the keynote speaker. Springfield resident and World War II veteran Irving Boykin celebrated his 100th birthday with family and friends Sunday, May 1st, 2022, at 1 p.m. at the Roma Restaurant in Southwick. We have more than a couple of centenarians we're saluting today. Mayor Sarno has issued a special mayoral proclamation declaring Sunday, May 1st, as Irving Boykin Day in Springfield. The Celestial Praise Church of God's annual Pastor's Appreciation Service for Bishop Andrew Dobbin and Reverend Michaela Dobbin was scheduled on their 12th anniversary over the weekend, and Mayor Sarno brought greetings and presented a proclamation recognizing them on this occasion. Well, today, Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris will join with representatives from mental health organizations to celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month. In addition, the first week of May is Children's Mental Health Awareness Week. Mayor Sarno will also present the Children's Mental Health Awareness Week proclamation to Nicole DeNoyers, and Union Station will be lit up green during that week to bring awareness. Apathy strikes. Due to a lack of registered racers, the Greenfield Soapbox Race, which was a fundraiser for the annual Independence Day fireworks held by the Greenfield Recreation Department, has been canceled for this year. Racers who paid when they registered have received a full refund and have been referred to the Montague Soapbox Race, which will happen Sunday the 18th in Turner's Falls. Kind of sad when things like this happen. The Greenfield race may return next year. Now, in the meantime, they would like to thank all the sponsors of this year's race who have been notified and some of whom will roll over their donation to directly fund this year's fireworks. A big thanks to them all, especially the presenter sponsor, Greenfield Savings Bank. They're back. The musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra have announced details of their upcoming summer concerts at Symphony Hall. Mosso will celebrate the music of Stephen Sondheim and John Williams. Now, these are two heavyweights of American popular music from stage and screen. These concerts mark the first time in almost 20 years that the musicians of the Springfield Symphony have performed summer concerts in Springfield. So Thursday, June 23, Mosso celebrates the music of the late legendary Broadway composer and lyricist Sondheim, who wrote words and music to A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, Company, Follies, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, and Into the Woods. Conductor Tim Stella will lead the program, joined by Broadway stars Hugh Panero, Lisa Vroman, also appearing Ray Hardman and Kathleen Callahan Hardman. Now Thursday, July 21, Maestro Kevin Rhodes returns to Springfield to conduct a Mosso Benefit concert with a program of light classics and music of renowned composer John Williams. Do I need to tell you what he's written? Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Schindler's List. So Maestro Rhodes will be joined by guest soloist, violinist Yevgeny Kutik, whose two prior solo appearances in Springfield were met with great acclaim. Tickets for both concerts, $60, $45, $25, and $10, and they go on sale on May 9. If you want more details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. They're up again. The price at the pump on the rise. Prices surging nationwide as oil once again tops $100 per barrel. A tight gasoline supply versus increased demand for gas pushing prices higher. Western Mass is seeing the lowest gas prices compared to the eastern part of the state. In Hampden County, you'll find the lowest average gas prices in the state right now. Hampshire County right behind it here in Western Mass, and just over the border into Connecticut, Hartford County averaging out to $4.08 a gallon. Kind of cold comfort, eh, what? Over the weekend, the Ludlow Police Department held their Sergeant Joshua D. DeForge Walk and Run Challenge at Ludlow High School. Congratulations to all of the runners, and many thanks to all who came out to support and volunteer their time to make the event in memory of Josh a success. And a special shout-out to the three runners who crossed the finish line at the head of the pack. First place, David Lipson. Second place, Matthew Dent. Third place, John Wheelblad. So congratulations to all. And thank you very much for starting the week at Pioneer Valley Radio as we continue on through the week with conversations with your neighbors and interesting people in the news, and also the good information that helps you in terms of public service, public affairs, and whatnot. I'm very big into whatnot. I'm a good whatnot authority. So I hope you're with us again tomorrow, Tuesday, on our program when we welcome Pioneer Valley Radio's ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach. Until then, take care. I'm Brad Shepard. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.